Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Marco Hunter. Time to talk Holton Wildcat boys basketball. Holton has won back-to-back games, finishing up the Thunder Classic last week with a win Saturday and then a win earlier this week at Riley County. But let's kind of tie a bow on the midseason tournament, Coach. Couple pretty tough opponents and pretty tough games, St. Mary's and then Marysville. But you end up beating Jackson Heights on Saturday, kind of an early morning different feel, but able to win that game pretty handily, 41-24. So just kind of talk about, I guess, your team's play overall in that tournament and at least finishing it up with a win on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough tournament for us, and you know, kind of expected that when you have a team like Nemaha Central hosting there. You know, they're ranked in 3A, and St. Mary's ranked in 3A. They're both undefeated, and then you have a good Rock Creek team in there. You know, it was a very, very good tournament. But to get the win on Saturday against Jackson Heights was big for us because that was a must-win game for us. You know, we had to get something out of that tournament. You know, the goal is always to win it. You know, if you don't get to win it, you want to win more than you lose and get two wins. And we were at least able to get that one and kind of feel good about ourselves and going into, you know, last night at Riley County. So, you know, the only thing that was probably disappointing with that Jackson Heights win was we still turned the ball over, you know, 19, 20 times. And that was one thing we talked about on Monday's practice before we played Riley County. I was like, fellas, I said, you played two really good teams the first round. I said, you played Nemaha the first round. I said, you only turned the ball over 8 times. I said, Jackson Heights is a completely different team. They're not near as good as Nemaha. I said, we turned the ball over 20 times, and we hadn't done that since the first game of the year. So that was a big reminder that, you know, that's still a big part of our game that we need to clean up.
Brandon Peake had a double-double against Jackson Heights. You had all 5 starters score against Riley County, and really all 5 starters played pretty much every single minute of the second half. Gutty effort to win at Riley County, 50-47. But I thought two guys that really stood out to me, Bodie Dillon, of course, so I felt like I kind of had to keep you in the game in the second quarter with so much other starters in foul trouble. But he had 18, and then Carrick DeDonder played maybe as aggressive as I've really seen him play, especially on offense, getting to double digits. Just talk about maybe those two guys and what you saw from your team as they were able to grind out the big road win at Riley Tuesday.
Yeah, that was the big thing I talked about at halftime. As you know, we had guys, you know, had 3 guys in foul trouble, and then, you know, our guys come off the bench, and you know, they may not be an offensive threat per se, but they played their role very well. And you know, Bodie did a good job being a senior and, you know, being the point guard that he is and keeping us in the game and keeping us grounded. And you know, we were able to cut that lead down and then only being down 3 at halftime. And, you know, understand, okay, you're not in foul trouble anymore. And in the second half, you know, I was very, very pleased to see Carrick have a game because he needed a breakout game. You know, he's been struggling offensively, and, you know, a lot of it kind of falls, you know, kind of self on him because he's very hard on himself, just like anybody is, because you want to do well for your team. And, you know, he was struggling to make baskets the first half. And I just told him halftime, I said, keep shooting. I said, keep shooting. I said, you just need to make a layup. I said, once you make a layup, I said, you'll be able to knock down a shot. And I said that same thing in practice on Monday because he was frustrated on Monday. And the sure thing, you know, he makes a layup in that second quarter, and then all of a sudden, you know, he hits a big 3 in the third quarter, and then he's cutting to the basket and getting easy shots, and he has 10 points, you know. And that was a good thing for him to have because he just needed a breakout game. And to piggyback on the starters, you know, they took care of business the second half, you know, and I stayed with them. I trusted them, and we knocked down key free throws in the fourth quarter, which is huge. But that was a signature win for us, and hopefully it can kind of keep us rolling. And the one big thing that, you know, we have to guard against now, and it's going to be heavy on me, is we have to learn how to handle prosperity. You know, we won 2 games in a row, and we got, you know, 3 games at home, and, you know, they're all winnable games, but they're also lone games we can lose, so. We have learned how to handle a good field filling, and hopefully we can sustain it and keep climbing those sub-state rankings.
You bet. Yep, 3 home games next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday for the Wildcats, and 4 wins now on the season. And a couple of the quick notes that I had here, Corbin Fox scored double digits of both against Jackson Heights and against Riley County. And then Brody Meyer had a good game and hit 2 big free throws for you, obviously, in the final minute of that win at Riley to kind of help seal the deal. I think you made, 6 free throws there in the fourth quarter, but it is too late. Definitely gave you that edge. Final thought, Coach. a little bit of time off here this week. Man, you haven't had a chance to catch your breath, and this is really the last time to catch it before the end of the season. So how do you approach these next few days with the boys as kind of a quick chance to reset and refresh before the stretch run?
Well, you know, the next 2 days, you know, we're going to focus on a little bit of the fundamentals and break down some things that we need to focus on to help us better defensively as well as offensively, you know, and then we'll get ready for Royal Valley on Tuesday and make up with Silver Lake and St. Mary's. It's a big week for us, you know, and it's a big month for us. You know, I told the kids, I said, you have an opportunity. I said, you can make things happen. I said, you can win 8 to 10 games if you really want to. I said, if you really want to, I said, you can do it. I said, and it showed last night. It showed a little bit of growth last night because, you know, they've put up with me all season, and, you know, I haven't let off on them, but they've come back hungry every time, and they want to do well. And, you know, the next couple of days will just be more of polishing up on the little things that we need to focus on and, you know, get ready for a big month. It's just a big month, and before you know it, it's postseason time, and you know how that goes, one and done. So we want to better our chances, and hopefully we can climb the rankings a little bit higher and, you know, possibly sneak in with an 8 seed and play at home first round.
You bet. Sounds great, Coach. Appreciate your time, as always. Enjoy the rest of this week, and we'll see you for your home matches, 3 of them next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Wildcats, the Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats on KNZA and MSC Sports are presented by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, by Medical Pharmacy, and by Community Healthcare Systems.